Welcome to Fusion Finds, exploring the fusion of education and technology and sharing the best finds of the web. This is episode 1. Today is July 23rd, 2007. I'm Janetta Garten coming to you from Willard, Missouri. This Fusion Finds podcast will include a website find, a showcase of Web 2.0 tools, a time-saving tech tip, a blog or podcast recommendation, and a fun distraction. This episode's website find is Academic Skills Builders Website. You can find it at www.academicskillbuilders.com. It has just some fun games that I think the kids will enjoy playing to practice their math facts and some word games where they can practice synonyms and homonyms and antonyms. One of my favorite was the word frogs where you had to zap with the frog's tongue the appropriate word match. The meteor multiplication made me a little nervous. The meteors came in rather quickly as I was trying to find the correct answer to that multiplication problem. Maybe I was a little rusty. There are options for difficulty and speed that you can set for different levels. It's very simple, very easy, not any explanation needed. I think the kids will be able to jump right in and play and enjoy it. This episode's showcase is PageFlakes. It's a free service that helps you publish a personalized start page for your browser. You can create a free account at www.pageflakes.com. You choose your flakes, or your widgets, that you want on your start page. For example, you might have weather for your area there, an email widget to access your accounts, view your Flickr photos, listen to your favorite podcast, jot yourself a quick note on the sticky note that's there on your page flake, have a list of your favorite sites, and even have an RSS reader to read your favorite blogs and your news site straight from your page flake. My family has several page flakes, all accessible using the tabs across the top. My husband has his own flakes and my daughter, and then I have my own flakes, so it's easy for us to access our favorite things. Something that's new at PageFlake is at this time is they have started having page flakes published by organizations like CNN or Entertainment Tonight that are already filled with widgets that they think you would like. And you can just access that page and add it to your group, so you can easily see what they cover. My daughter's flake, who's 9 years old, has her favorite links on it, basically. If I see something, a website that I know that she will like, I will tag it in Delicious with her tag, and it automatically appears on her page flake because I've put a widget on there from Delicious that automatically filters out her tags from Delicious. My husband's basically has a lot of feeds on it from news and sports and weather and music. And mine includes a calendar, and I also like to have a Wikipedia widget on mine. And then a BoxNet storage flake is one of my favorite. It's a great little tool to have a free online storage area where if I'm at work, I can upload a file. And then when I come home, I can download that file. Don't have to carry that flash drive around with me or some other way to transport those files physically. And then I throw a comic in there just for those times when I need a laugh. Oh, and I have to have a shopping area. They have some great widgets available for price comparison flakes, consumer reviews, and then I've got links to all my favorite stores. Now, I keep my pages private, except for my daughter's page. I have shared it so that when she goes to other people's houses or visits grandparents and she wants to get online and access her flake and get to her links, she can do that without having to log in and use a username and password. She can't edit anything, but she can access the flake and get to all of her links. You can choose to make flakes public where everyone can see them, or you can choose just a group of people that would be able to see them. The interface is so easy to use. You just pick the widgets, drag them on there, arrange them where you want them. Easy to remove if you change your mind. They have over 240,000 flakes that you can pick from. Just recently changed it to where there's tons of themes to pick from and colors and some backgrounds that you can set. So I am very happy with PageFlakes. They do have a student version or a school version that's available at student.pageflakes.com, and it includes some flakes like grade tracker, class schedule, scholar search, task list, job search, and some others. I can see teachers creating a quick web page with PageFlakes that could be helpful in the classroom. Now, there are other services besides PageFlakes that you could use. There's NetVibes, ProtoPage, and Google Personal Homepage. I've tried some of these others for a short period of time, but PageFlakes seems to be the one that I keep going back to, and I've been using it now for several months. I've come to depend on it, basically. And I did have one time where there was a glitch with one of my pages, and it wasn't working, and I really needed to get to it. And when I contacted tech support, they were very good about going in and fixing the glitch, and I had my flake back within the next 24 hours. So I would highly recommend checking out PageFlakes. This episode's time-saving tech tip is using the keyboard shortcuts for copy and paste, which a lot of you may already know. While holding down the Control key, you press the C key for copy, or paste is Control P. I find this especially useful whenever I have a field or an area when I'm trying to paste something in from my clipboard, but when I right-click, there's no context menu that pops up from which I can choose paste. So that's a common time when I resort to those keyboard shortcuts. My podcast recommendation for this episode is EdTech Weekly, which you can find at edtechtalk.com. It's hosted by Jennifer Madrell, Dave Cormier, and Jeff Lebo. This weekly podcast discusses the latest news and resources for EdTech. One of the episodes that I recently listened to included many online resources, including references about Open Library, JotForm, Couchsurfing, and BoxNet. Check it out. The fun distraction that we're featuring in this episode is the Falling Sand game, which you can find at chir.ag/stuff/sand/. This is a game that has four different particles falling from the top of the screen, which all look and move like sand would, and there are additional elements that you can drag up onto the screen to affect how that sand flows and what it does, ending into colorful designs and structures that you create. This is one of my daughter's favorites. She loves to play with this. All the links mentioned in today's show can be found in the show notes on the blog Fusion Finds at jgarton.edublogs.org. That's jgarton.edublogs.org. If you have something to share, please tag it with 4J Garton in your Delicious account, leave a comment on the Fusion Finds blog, or send an email to jgarton@willard.k12.mo.us, and I'll mention it on the show. Thanks for listening. Music from this podcast was provided by John Williams, Steam Train, from his Dusty Porch album, available on magnatune.com. Transitions from efiddler.com.